reciting Yigdal at the end of davening is actually somewhat of a controversial position. The Arizal was opposed to reciting this prayer publicly at the end of davening. Different theories have been suggested for this. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cohen Cook believed that the Arizal was opposed to favoritism, as it were, when it comes to mitzvos. We shouldn't single out 13 principles that we have to keep to. He believed that the Arizal's criticism of the public recitation of Yigdal, which is a summary of the 13 principles of faith, is the same reason why Chazal, our sages, abolished the recitation of the Aseres Hadibros. Originally, every day there was a public recitation of the Aseres Hadibros in public, but it was abolished because of the meaning of the sectarians who reduced Judaism to the Ten Commandments. Similarly, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cohen Cook thought that that's why the Arizal believed that we shouldn't recite the Yud Gilmei Karim, because people would think that's all that we need to do, just have these 13 principles of faith without mitzvos. The truth is, in Shar HaKavanos, Rav Chaim Vital explained that the Arizal would not recite any piyut arranged by later authorities, such as Ibn Gabirol, if indeed he was the one who composed Adon Olam, because they were of a lesser stature than the Tanaim and the Amoraim who composed Tfilos, who composed prayers. So that was his issue with reciting this prayer, Yigdal, publicly. The Tanaim, like Rav Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, the Kalir, according to the Bali Tosfos, the Kalir who wrote many of the Kiddos, was Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the son of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So these were all Tanaim, and that was something that Rav Chaim Vital would accept, and not later rabbinic figures. Rav Soloveitchik in Nefesh HaRav was also uncomfortable with this prayer, because he thought that this violates Chukas HaGoyim, because this was a practice followed by certain non-Jews who summarized their dogma, their principles of faith, by reciting their religious principles as part of their prayer. So he thought there's a Chukos HaGoyim issue with respect to reciting Yigdal. But others disagreed, and others thought that there's nothing wrong with this, that we can recite Yigdal. I just want to point out that Yigdal reciting Yigdal in public has been somewhat of a controversial issue, although I think the minhag lately has been that we generally do recite Yigdal in public.